Welcome back to another episode. I am Keeler Bryson, your host and founder of Teachable Life Moments. Well, today, folks, I want to talk to you today about three ways to boost creativity in your business. You know, creativity equals cash. And in today's marketplace, winning is not always about being bigger, richer, or working harder than the competition. You know, when we look around today, we can see that business success today goes to the entrepreneur who can come up with the most creative solutions. Few entrepreneurs are interested in learning how to do business the old way. You know, a lot of times we have these old business models that to a lot of the younger folks and the younger entrepreneurs, they don't make sense always. And in fact, they're sometimes not efficient, they're not fun, and then most importantly, they're not creative. And so as a result, these newer entrepreneurs are not really interested in learning how to do business the old way, because they are more interested in doing something that no one else is doing so that they can have the advantage. And so, like, can you think of some creative business models that exist today that, you know, didn't exist maybe 20 years ago? A couple that come to my mind are Uber, you got Airbnbs and vacation rentals by owner type of setups. You know, these are examples of some creative ways to boost your business. And as we continue to evolve, as these newer entrepreneurs continue to evolve, we're going to see more and more creativity in the way that business is done. I know the other day I was sharing a post in one of our groups that I'm a part of, and it was a creative idea of earning money by offering experiences for tourists when they come in and rent spaces in an Airbnb. So you could go and put together maybe a hiking tour with a group of tourists, and as a result of you putting that hiking tour together, you can make money by simply taking that group around to different hiking sites that are, you know, entertaining, fun, and offering a good workout. And so that's something that's creative. And when tourists come to town, of course, when they hear of this particular experience, they get excited because it's something that they may not have done before. It may be something that is new and fresh. And so most of the time, those folks are excited to participate. But, you know, we live in a society where people get bored real quick. And a lot of people are tired of seeing the same thing duplicated, you know, over and over and over. I heard someone say that there are like so many coaches now until, you know, it's, you know, you feel like another coach, you know, just like you hear people say, oh, another church. Do we really need another church? You know, do we really need some more coaches out here? There are like success coaches and life coaches and spiritual coaches. And everybody almost is calling themselves some sort of coach. And so in order to stand out with that many coaches saturating a particular market, you've definitely got to have some creativity throughout your business model in order to grow your business. And so today I want to offer just three ways that you can boost your creativity in your business. There was a conference that I attended not too long ago, and one of the things that they were saying was that in the past, society has thought from the analytical side of the brain, but they were saying that as we move forward in the days and the years to come, successful people were going to be the ones that could think from the creative and the artistic side of the brain. And so if you are interested in one of your goals for the years to come is to boost and grow your cash flow and your revenue, then you definitely want to tune in and do some in-depth research on creativity and even bringing people on board your team who have a creative genius DNA, so to speak, within them, because it will certainly help grow your business. So what are three ways that an entrepreneur can boost their creativity in their business? The first one that I want to offer to you is to reduce time pressures. And this is a big deal, because if you've ever worked on a project before, and if there was like a strict deadline or an extremely, extremely tight deadline, you may remember experiencing just feelings of stress and anxiety about getting that project completed within that tight time frame. And a lot of times when there is time pressures, people end up making more mistakes. Creativity certainly is going to go out the door, because the main focus is on what? You know, it's on completing the project within the deadline. And so deadlines certainly have shown themselves to make people less creative. And so you want to remember this as an entrepreneur, to always try to give yourself, you know, ample time to complete projects and services for your clients, so that you will create an atmosphere where creativity can flow and that it can show up in the project, because you've given yourself ample amount of time to do so. We know that sometimes this may not always be possible, because we know that every now and then something unusual strikes at the 11th hour, and it'll send everybody in a frenzy on the team to try to get this project done in excellence and to the satisfaction of the customer. But when you are out here making, you know, a contract with the customer, just be mindful to allow yourself enough time. And a lot of times, if you will explain that to the customer, you know, letting them know you want to ensure that you do an excellent job for them, and you can explain to them how you believe in including creativity in your business model, and certainly you want it to be flowing as your staff are working on their project. So you want to make sure that you have an environment that is a relaxed environment, because, you know, people are their creative best when they are working in a relaxed environment and when you're not under the gun to deliver results quickly. So remember that. Number one was reduce the time pressures. And then number two is change the scene. Now, I love number two, and I highly, you know, recommend this one as well, because sometimes when you are in an environment that may be stressful that day, or maybe the decor in that environment is not that great. I know for myself, I love being in modern looking environments. And you know, I think it was it Bill Gates, I want to say, that he believes, I think he's going around creating new schools, and the schools, they have a modern feel to them. I think the classrooms are all glass. And it's because he believes that a creative environment will help students to learn better. And I believe that as well, even in the workplace. You know, I had a family member, if the building that she was if the company that she wanted to work for looked raggedy and run down, she would not apply to a company that looked like that, because to her, she felt like it was a reflection of the energy of the organization. It was a reflection of their mindset and how they treated their employees and customers. So think about that. She took that so seriously, the environment, that she wouldn't work there. And even her children, she was picky about the schools that they went to. She didn't want them going to rundown looking schools because she believed that it negatively impacted the students' desire and motivation to learn. And so if she felt that way in those particular scenarios, then you can imagine that if you are working in one of those environments, that it could potentially hinder your creative juices from flowing. So you definitely sometimes have to change the scene so that you can become creative. Maybe you want to go to Starbucks if you are working on some sort of project. Now, it may be kind of loud, but it's just Starbucks have a feel of entrepreneurs working and networking and having coffee meetings and things like that. Then there are some environments that you go to where it's peaceful, like maybe going on the lake or sitting by the picnic table at the river or down by the river market, you know, or just a beautiful, elegant place can also spark some creativity. I know for myself, I love modern and elegance and opulence. I love those things, and they definitely will shift the creative juices to begin flowing. And so you want to, sometimes it's just moving outside and, outside of the business familiar walls, and it can definitely help brainstormers to get outside their familiar thought patterns. And that's the whole point of moving to a new scene or changing the scene, is so that it'll help you get out of your familiar thought patterns. So think about that. And as you are decorating your workspaces, make sure they're creative and fun and hip and modern, you know, so that you can attract the spirit of creativity. Then number three is a good one as well. It is be diverse. And anybody that really knows me, they know that I am into all things diversity. I've written a whole book about diversity because I believe in it, you know, just that much, that I've written a book and even consult on the side to try to help organizations to be more diverse and inclusive so that employees can bring their entire selves to work. And it will also boost revenue when a company is sensitive and conscious of their diversity and inclusion objectives and efforts. So we all know that there is a reason they say that two heads are better than one, and it's because diverse teams. And you will hear this anytime you are hearing anyone advocate for diversity and inclusion in an organization. They will tell you that diverse teams can be far more creative than individuals because several brains naturally can generate more ideas than a single brain. And in fact, when you go and do the research, you will find that diverse teams tend to generate more revenue in a business than those teams that are not diverse. Now, so you definitely want to make sure you have diversity, because sometimes we can get trapped in our own perspective, in our limited perspective. But when you bring a diverse group of people around the table to help you think, to think of things that you don't even know to think about, it will definitely impact and then cause creativity to begin to flow in your business. Now, on the flip side, I want to add a word of caution there, that when you are moving or have efforts to be diverse in order to boost creativity in your business, you want to make sure that you have the right kind of diversity, because too much or the wrong kind of diversity can actually hurt as well. And so you want to make sure that you have the right people around the table. You know, to be most creative, teams should have people of different skills and talents and backgrounds. But with, you know, you want them to have similar values and motivations, because if not, you know, you can have those folks with different skills and talents and backgrounds, but if their values and motivations are not similar, then these people could possibly sabotage your plans and your dreams and your goals of what you're trying to do within your organization. And then everyone should be united behind a common goal. You know, you want to make sure everyone is in agreement, where make sure everyone's on the same page. And I know sometimes when you have diverse groups of people together, sometimes that can be a challenge. But nonetheless, it's worth working through, because diversity is the next big thing. And it's something that is frequently talked about in the marketplace these days, because companies are beginning to see the value in having diversity. When we look at a lot of these companies out here that have been in the news in a negative way for coming up with ads that were offensive to certain groups of people, you can't help but wonder, why didn't they have some diverse groups of people around the table to help them with that particular ad or marketing project? Because certainly if they had, that person and that group of people would have been able to tell them, we may need to rethink this, because this project could come across as offensive to some groups. And so that is a prime example of why we want to have diversity around the table in our business, because if not, it could cause us to lose money, and it limits our creativity to be able to market to all groups of people and to reach and connect with all groups of people. All right, so those are my three ways of how to boost creativity in your business. I am Keela Bryson, and you have been listening to the Teachable Life Moments with Keela Bryson podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you haven't done so, go and rate the podcast. Join me next week for another Teachable Life Moment, and thank you for listening.